What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, May 6th, 2020, and we're going to get right into the news here for hour number one. So a lot of people still talking about this failed Venezuela coup, and apparently these two former Special Forces troops have been arrested, paraded before the cameras, and a former Green Beret is behind this whole operation. And apparently, he once provided security for Trump and hatched this plot after meeting with the president's bodyguard and a billionaire member of the Kraft family and the South American country's opposition leaders in Miami. Now, the United States is saying they had nothing to do with this. I'm inclined to believe them simply because of how badly botched this whole thing was. I mean, I know our government can really mess things up a little bit, but this comes across, it strikes me this was a private enterprise sponsored by these billionaires working with these opposition figures. And I know it's going to surprise a lot of people, but in this particular case, I'm believing the official story that this was not an officially sanctioned operation by the U.S. government. Anyway, this ex-Green Beret, Jordan Gaudreau, is 43 years old, and apparently he provided security at one of the president's rallies in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he also claims to have provided security at a rally in Houston 4 days earlier. Now, he owns his own security firm called Silvercore and claims he planned and led the international security teams for the president as well as the Secretary of Defense. Now, Trump has denied any involvement by the U.S. in Monday's failed attack. And like I said, I'm inclined to believe it because of how badly they botched it up. I mean, these guys didn't even get on shore before they were intercepted by the Venezuelan military. I mean, that's whatever. Anyway, the brother of one of the American mercenaries captured during that failed incursion in Venezuela is pleading with the U.S. government to help save his life, saying he deserves to come home. And apparently, and this I'm sure is just a coincidence, Venezuela's been hit with another major power outage. Caracas is currently without power. But I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I don't know. Maybe the U.S. was behind this, and maybe they did botch it that badly. I mean, it could be another Bay of Pigs. Look how badly they screwed that one up. So, let's see. President Trump is just now on TV. He's still going on and on about the coronavirus task force, which is on again, off again. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. Little article out here from Zero Hedge. How long can Biden stay in his basement? And they talk about how Barack Obama was leading from behind and Joe Biden these last 2 months has been leading from the basement, but apparently successfully. Since his rout of Bernie Sanders on Super Tuesday, Biden has led President Trump in every national poll and lately opened up a lead in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida. One poll has him tied with Trump in Texas. Now, don't forget back in 2016 when all the polls were saying that Hillary was going to win in a landslide, that she had 90% of the voters were going to vote for her. So we don't necessarily want to put too much trust in these polls here. Biden is still dealing with the Tara Reid accusations, and he's out there saying it didn't happen, and Nancy Pelosi is out there saying, oh, I believe Biden. I absolutely believe it. Absolutely believe it. So Believe Women has now been mutated into Believe Obama, because the argument being put forward by Biden supporters is that Biden was already vetted to be vice president under Barack Obama, and that if there had been any credible charges against him at that point, they would have surfaced then. And since they didn't, then that means that obviously none of this stuff really happened and Biden is as clean as the preacher's sheets. So what we're seeing, though, is this spate of hypocrisy, because we all remember during the Kavanaugh hearing, you know, believe the women. Believe the women are telling the truth. You know, the men are presumed guilty until they can prove their own innocence. But that standard doesn't apply to Biden. Biden's out there trying to say, well, yeah, Tara Reid has a right to come on out and say what she's going to say, you know, but, you know, we shouldn't take it at face value, which is exactly the opposite of what they said during the Kavanaugh hearings, or for that matter, all the allegations against Trump. So senior Democrats continue to rally around Biden. On Sunday, Tom Perez dismissed calls for the DNC to launch their own investigation. Biden is an open book who's been thoroughly vetted. The Obama administration looked at the entire history of Joe Biden, his entire career. If Barack Obama had any indication there was an issue, Obama would not have had him as vice president. Barack Obama trusted Joe Biden. I trust Joe Biden, and those investigations have been done. So they're trying to say, look, we didn't find anything before. Let's not bother looking now. However, 26% of Democrats want Biden replaced because of the Tara Reid allegations. That's a lot of Democrats. Considering the tight matchup he's facing against Donald Trump, that's a significant number. Now, getting on back to Nancy Pelosi, she was asked yet again about the allegations and said, I believe Joe Biden, and I'm not going to answer this question again. She's getting very, very testy. Now, Hillary Clinton is going to be the headliner at a $100,000 per head virtual fundraiser for Joe Biden. And apparently what they're going to do for this is for the $100,000, you get the secret IP address where you can log in with your Zoom or your meeting or whatever software they're providing, and you get to sort of virtually hang out with Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and the other people at this virtual fundraiser. And I have a feeling this is not going to work out very well, because people go to these fundraisers to be there in person with the stars, the political stars. So I don't think this is going to work out all that well. But Hillary Clinton is going to be the headliner. Notice how they're pushing her to the front. They're already out there. According to this article in BlabberBuzz, Hillary may already be at the top of Biden's vice presidential list. So I don't know. I still think Hillary's going to try for that top seat. Over the weekend, there was that story where she said she's ready to step in. If Biden steps down, Hillary is ready to pick up the reins and lead the Democratic Party forward here. Okay, getting on back to Michael Flynn, we still have not heard from the judge whether the charges are going to be dismissed or not. They're going through a lot of paperwork that shows that lawyers did not provide exculpatory evidence that they were supposed to. They're going through a bunch of evidence that this was a setup right from the beginning, that the FBI did not set out to investigate anything, but to basically set Flynn up to either be fired or prosecuted. Now the big question is why? What was the motive? Well, according to an article that came on out from The Hill, the big problem for the Democrats was that Michael Flynn was opposed to a lot of Obama's policies. And the thought was that once Trump took office with Michael Flynn as his advisor, that a lot of Obama's policies would be reversed and undone. And they didn't want that to happen. They wanted Obama's legacy to continue. And just for this reason, just for the possibility that Michael Flynn might work to undo or reverse Obama's policies, was the reason they wanted to get him out there. He wasn't the target. He was an obstacle. Oh. They were concerned he was going to undo the Obama administration policies, which is what the American people voted for in 2016. They didn't like the Obama policies. So, I think that's interesting to know. So, another article on the same topic coming out of Fox News saying the FBI's Wray must go. Americans need a director they can trust. Now, Christopher Wray was brought in to repair the image of the FBI, to guarantee transparency, to guarantee that they were complying with the law. He was supposed to be a solution to this mess, and instead he became part of the problem. And he should resign or he should be fired. Now, he's been there for nearly 3 years at the helm of the FBI, and he's consistently defied Congress by refusing to produce documents exposing the dishonest acts of his predecessor, James Comey, and his cadre of corrupt Confederates. Even worse, Wray is to blame for suppressing evidence of innocence in the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And as for the promises of transparency and reform, they were an illusion, replaced by a deliberate cover-up of FBI malfeasance. But those of us who studied the FBI through the years, we know this is what the FBI is like, whether it's the cover-up of the murder of Vincent Foster, the framing of James Earl Ray, the attempt to blackmail Martin Luther King Jr. into committing suicide. This is what the FBI does. They're not the good guys. Despite all the TV shows and movies saying that the FBI are the good guys, they're not. They never have been. Getting into the international news, we're looking over at Israel, at their new unity coalition government. And apparently Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz on Monday night signed an agreement which stipulates the division of power between the two, with Netanyahu to occupy the prime minister's chair first and Gantz taking over the seat a year and a half later if he's still alive. Palestine has announced that they will cancel all Israel and U.S. deals if the annexation moves forward. We've been talking about how Israel's talking about annexing, which is fancy speak for stealing, large portions of the West Bank. Palestine is saying that if it moves forward, all bets are off, all deals are off, no, all talk of peace is off. And so President Mahmoud Abbas basically said Palestine will nullify all agreements with the United States and Israel if Tel Aviv annexes any part of the occupied West Bank, urging the international community to block attempts by the regime to exploit the coronavirus outbreak and steal more Palestinian land. Quote, we have informed all international parties that should Israel take this step, we will be absolved of all obligations, agreements, and understandings with Israel and the U.S. administration, end quote. Now, the remarks came shortly after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party submitted a bill to the Knesset that calls for the imposition of Tel Aviv's sovereignty over the Palestinian regions of the Jordan Valley, the northern Dead Sea area, and the occupied West Bank. Again, fancy speak for we're going to steal it all. Now, turning to Iran, there is still a big brouhaha going over there because right now there's an arms embargo on Iran due to expire in October. That was the terms of the original 2015 P5+1 nuclear deal. And earlier, late last week, the United States started taking the position that they wanted the embargo to be extended. And they were told rather abruptly, well, you're not part of the deal anymore. You withdrew in May of 2018. And so they tried this Orwellian doublespeak of saying, well, we quit complying with our obligations in May of 2018, but we're still part of the P5+1 deal, which try and work that one out in your head. And they argued for the continuation of the arms embargo. But European diplomats are saying, no, the United States has forfeited any right to seek renewal of the UN arms embargo on Iran when they walked away in May of 2018. You're not going to play by the rules. You're not playing the game. You're not in the game at all. So we don't know what the United States is going to do, but they're being told politely by the international community, no, you don't get to play this game anymore. You walked away from the deal. You're not part of the deal. You've got nothing to say. All righty, we talked about this yesterday, and we're going to talk about it and Monday. And we're going to talk about it again here. The U.S. and the Royal Navy are launching a Cold War-style provocation in Russia's Arctic backyard. And they went up there with three guided missile destroyers and a Royal Navy frigate sailing into the Barents Sea to assert freedom of navigation and demonstrate seamless integration among allies. And the announcement was accompanied by hashtags such as hashtag open for business, hashtag power for peace, and hashtag stronger together. So they're operating right in Russia's backyard. Like I said, I think it was just yesterday, how would the United States react if Russian warships started cruising around the Gulf of Mexico saying we're guaranteeing freedom of navigation? I think the response would be rather strong. Let's talk about COVID-19 here, and see. Article out of Sputnik News here. Scientists identify alarming COVID-19 strain that leaves survivors with a higher viral load. Now, a new report published on April 30th reveals there's a new strain of the COVID-19 coronavirus that is more dominant and contagious than earlier varieties. It appears to have emerged in Europe, and because it is much more contagious than other versions, it's now the dominant form of COVID-19. The study was done by scientists at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and it shows that the new strain appeared sometime in February in Europe, then migrated to the east coast of the United States. The strain, referred to as mutation spike D614G, has been the globe's dominant COVID-19 strain since mid-March. Now, D614G is increasing in frequency at an alarming rate, indicating a fitness advantage relative to the original Wuhan strain that enables more rapid spread. That's always the danger with all of these, that it could mutate into something far more contagious. And hopefully, no more lethal, but it's a dangerous illness anyway here. Now, U.S. allies believe it is very unlikely that COVID-19 originated in a Chinese lab. The World Health Organization says there's no proof being offered by Washington, D.C. on the speculative claims coming out of the White House. That, you know, that China made this, that it was they're not even sure it's a lab accident. Because after all, the original COVID virus was harvested from bats under a contract funded by the United States. So, okay. Apparently intelligence shared within the Five Eyes network, CNN claimed an unnamed Western diplomat told him, "We think it's highly unlikely it was an accident. It's highly likely it was naturally occurring, and that the human infection was from natural human and animal interaction." So that seems to be what they're getting now. Of course, on the corporate media, it's all, oh, China is refusing to cooperate with us. We know China released this thing, and until China admits that's what they've done, they must be lying. Or so goes the logic. Tom Cotton was on Fox News earlier today, just out there leading the charge. You know, we've got to make China pay for this. You know something? Illnesses emerge from nature. Yes, I agree that we shouldn't be messing around with biological weapons, but not all illnesses are a biological weapon. Some just emerge from nature. Every year there's a new variation on the flu. It's not being made in a laboratory. It just evolves. I know the Bible bangers aren't going to like that word, but that's exactly what it is. It's evolving. And this mutation that happened to COVID-19, that's evolution at work, because it's giving it an advantage that allows it to spread faster than other variations. That's what Darwin meant by survival of the fittest. Even Mike Pompeo was on public TV admitting that the United States doesn't actually know anything about where COVID-19 come from. Okay, all the bluster blaming China is just empty posturing. And Pompeo effectively admitted it. Now, Trump was just on Fox News, just giving a press conference here, and it's around the coronavirus task force, which late last night, Trump was giving indications that he was going to wind it down, that he wants to get the nation opened up. And this prompted quite a strong reaction, apparently one that Trump was not expecting. And so now, he's abandoned his plan to disband the coronavirus task force and, in fact, says that they'll be appointing new members to it in the coming days. Says the task force will continue indefinitely but focus on safety and opening up our country again. Oh, my goodness here. Okay, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraiser. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. All righty, now let's go back and talk about Neil Ferguson. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Neil Ferguson is the British scientist whose highly exaggerated and sensationalized predictions of coronavirus death tolls sparked all this lockdown craziness all over Europe and the United States. He has now quit his job. It seems that he'd been having an affair with a married woman, and that during the lockdown, she was driving all the way across London for the occasional tryst. So he's been forced to resign his position, and I imagine that for the woman's husband, this is an embarrassment and a humiliation. On a more serious note, though, there's this researcher, professor at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, was said to have been on the verge of very significant findings related to coronavirus when he was killed in an apparent murder-suicide. Dr. Bing Liu was alone in his home in the 200 block of Elm Court in Ross Township on Saturday when another man identified as Hao Gu allegedly entered the residence through an unlocked door and opened fire. Liu was struck by bullets in the head, neck, and torso and died of his injuries. Now, his wife was not home at the time of the homicide. The couple do not have children. Police said Gu then returned to his car parked 100 yards away at Charlemagne Circle and turned the gun on himself. Well, speculation is rife. You know, was this a hit that went wrong? Was it a lover's quarrel that went wrong? But there's been a lot of focus put on the fact that this guy was doing some work that really was looking at a breakthrough on coronavirus. Now, his specialty was computer-based modeling. And apparently he had developed some models that seemed to be a lot more accurate in terms of how the virus operates. And everybody was getting ready to use it. They're going to try and complete his work. Apparently he left copious notes. But it is a tragedy anyway. But very, very strange situation. Maybe it was professional jealousy. So we'll see. Anyway, apparently Russian, Iranian, and Chinese, like they could actually know. But let's just say foreign hackers. Foreign hackers have targeted COVID-19 research labs in the U.S. and U.K. as countries race to develop a vaccine first. Okay? The U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency and Britain's National Cybersecurity Center say the criminals have been discovered targeting healthcare bodies, particularly those involved in a coronavirus response. The news comes as countries worldwide remain engaged in a race to develop a vaccine. The first country to do so will undoubtedly achieve huge diplomatic and geopolitical influence, not to mention a lot of money. Now, this story is actually getting a lot of traction, even in the corporate media, and it has to do with Shelley Luther, who's the owner of Salon a la Mode in Dallas, Texas. And she reopened her salon, brought her employees back to go to work, and she was hauled into court for opening her business when it was still supposed to be locked down. So she was brought into court for a contempt hearing and was ordered jail for 7 days. Now, Luther stood up to county and state officials, opening her business on a limited service basis and ultimately being issued a citation for being in defiance of a stay-at-home order. Now, Judge Eric Moyer, who presides over the 14th Civil District Court located in Dallas County, offered her an out by suggesting she apologize, and she refused to do so, saying that she was not going to apologize for wanting to feed her kids, that she was not going to apologize for helping her employees feed their kids, and that she, you know, preferred the 7 days in jail and the $7,000 fine. Now, I understand somebody started a GoFundMe to help raise money for the fine, and it's already gone way past what the fine is going to cost. So she's going to come out okay on this. But still, it took a lot of courage for her to stand up there and say, no, I'm not going to apologize. Not for wanting to take care of my kids. My kids are more important than your rules and laws. I think this Shelley Luther deserves a round of applause. And I noticed at least Fox News was treating her with a great deal of sympathy. Because I think she is. She's a heroine. Or is that politically correct to use the feminine form? Now, she's a hero. She's as much a hero as the doctors and nurses on the front line. She's standing up for our freedom to choose our own fate. And a lot of people are saying, well, you got to think about the community. Well, we are thinking about the community, and we've been doing what we're told is good for the community. We're just not sure we've been told the truth. We're hearing more and more people come on out and say these masks are really pointless, you know, that you can get infected through skin abrasions, through the eyes, which you're not covering. And it seems like we've all been played with this hysterical overreaction. And some people are standing up and saying, enough is enough. It's time to go back to normal. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economic news here for a little bit here. Not a good day on the markets. The Dow ended 218 down. The NASDAQ ended slightly in the green, so they're happy over there. And the Federal Reserve has now started its 9th emergency lending program. And what they're basically doing is they're creating more money out of thin air, and they're using it to basically buy up everything. Now, the Federal Reserve has come out with this rather bizarre historical revision. They're claiming that the rise of the Nazis was the result of the Spanish flu. And it looks like the Fed is getting ready to try and duck responsibility for the fallout from its own policies. Because I think we can all look at the Federal Reserve and realize it was flawed right from the very start. So New York Fed economist Christine Blickel claimed in a paper published with the Fed this month that the influenza deaths from 1918 and 1920 led to long-term social changes that led Germans to vote for Hitler en masse in 1933. So it was all the fault of the Spanish flu. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was the imposition of a private central bank by the Treaty of Versailles and the abuse suffered by the German people thereby. that brought the Nazis to power here. All right, China is lambasting Trump's threat of using more tariffs as a weapon amid the mutual recriminations over COVID-19. So the trade war is still on. It's still getting worse. Okay. So Donald Trump said on the 30th of April his trade deal with China was now of secondary importance to the coronavirus pandemic as he threatened Beijing with new tariffs amid allegations over the country's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, here's where it's getting kind of dangerous. Trump is already out there insisting he's seen proof that the virus came from a lab. Nobody can corroborate that. And I'm sure Trump's attitude is, I'm the president. You have to believe me. No, Donald, I don't. I don't have to believe you. And I don't believe you. Not without some kind of actual documentary proof. You know, your word is no more valuable than the word of the guy who lives across the street here. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. You're just another human being. Being president does not make you automatically more honorable or trustworthy. Quite the contrary, I would say. So China's foreign ministry denounced threats of the tariffs as a weapon against it after Trump last week suggested looming new retaliatory measures over Beijing's alleged mishandling of the coronavirus crisis. Again, emphasis on alleged, because we have all these different opinions about where did it come from. We have the World Health Organization saying they don't think it came from the lab. They think it just occurred in nature. We don't know. And until we know for a fact where this actually came from, we shouldn't be out there talking about retaliatory measures. We shouldn't take this attitude about, we believe China made this. We believe China did all these bad things. China has to prove their innocence. That went out with the Code Napoleon. All right. Over in Ohio, they're telling companies to report employees who refuse to return to work once their jobs become available and says they will not be eligible for unemployment benefits. The reason for this is very simple. A lot of people are discovering that they're actually getting more money being on unemployment. And so as their jobs become available again, they're hesitating to go back because they'll be working harder for less money. But Ohio is saying, no. You got to go back to your job or you're going to lose your unemployment benefits anyway. I think it's a smart way to handle that particular crisis. United Airlines. By United. they received $5 billion from taxpayers to protect employees' paychecks. Now it's cutting hours for 15,000 workers. And United has told all employees to consider voluntary separation from the airline, polite word for we want you to quit. It plans to cut 3,400 management jobs. The company delivers the painful news from the fallout from COVID-19. Airbnb is going to lay off nearly 1,900 people. 25% of the company is getting a pink slip. The story, this one coming out of BethAsta.com, nearly half of all U.S. small businesses could close permanently this year due to the shutdown. And they may be forced to file for bankruptcy and permanently close because of the economic harm. The economic harm that was supposed to be undone by all these, the PPP and various other bailouts and stimulus, which somehow seemed to go to the big, large corporations. Now, Disney is suspending payment of its July dividend. And they're doing that because the earnings have plunged 63% due to the closure of the theme parks. So Disney's CFO, Christine McCarthy, has announced the suspension of the payment. Now, the last few weeks have seen Disney's dividend yield rise above the 10-year treasury yield for the first time in history. That's pretty significant right there. All right. Apparently, Wells Fargo is under investigation for botching the small business relief program. And from the moment Mnuchin laid out the White House plan to use banks and credit unions as the intermediary to dole out the hundreds of billions of dollars in emergency liquidity approved as part of the bailout, it was going to be a wild ride. And when the administration begged the biggest banks to keep the taps running at the expense of rooting out fraud, we knew that too was bound to end poorly. The result, The PPP successfully doled out the funds, though whether the businesses that received them actually needed the money isn't clear. And just hours after the Department of Justice filed the first fraud charges tied to the program against two middle-aged small business owners from Rhode Island, we suspected it was only a matter of time before the administration reneged on the promise and threw the bankers under the bus. It's a mess out there. All right. Food bank leaders warn of dwindling supplies, famine looming, got no money. And I'm looking at some facts here that don't really seem to make a lot of sense. We're being told that farmers are being told to stop farming, that they're plowing perfectly good vegetables back under, that they're euthanizing chickens and pigs. At the same time, we have got mile-long lines of cars at the food banks. They're blaming the supply chain. They're saying the supply chain is a problem, and yet we get phone calls from truckers all the time saying, no, we're ready to go here. And I know I'm already considered a conspiracy kook out there, but it's almost like somebody somewhere wants there to be food shortages and hunger in this country to increase our sense of dependency, maybe on the federal government. A big part of the problem related to pork, of course, is the shutting down of all these meat processing plants by, for example, Smithfield Foods, which is owned by a Chinese economic concern. Maybe this is how China is going to pay back the United States for all those baseless allegations about the Wuhan virology lab. You say, oh my goodness, we've got coronavirus in these processing plants. They have to be shut down. And that becomes the blockade in the supply chain. I'm not really sure. But this idea that perfectly good food is having to be destroyed at a time when Americans are going hungry, something about that does not sit right with me. It really, really doesn't. Okay, youth unemployment could hit 1 million this year. Think Tank warns that jobless figures among the young are set to rise by 600,000. One out of five working New Yorkers will lose their jobs by the end of June, according to the New York City Comptroller. Massive unemployment. Pablo Escobar is out there saying the next game changer is on the horizon, the gold-backed digital yuan. It will be a radical paradigm shift. The U.S. economy may shrink by as much as 40% in the first semester of 2020. China, already the world's largest economy for a few years now, may soon become the world's largest economy, even in exchange rate terms. Of course, that's why all the hostility by the United States toward China. The United States wants to be number one. But it's easier to simply go out and destroy the competition than to basically, you know, win on merit. It would be like going to the Olympics where the athletes are allowed to shoot the other athletes if they perform too well here. And again, underscoring some of the silliness surrounding open borders here, apparently undocumented immigrants have sued the Trump administration for denying them coronavirus stimulus checks. And apparently the lawsuit is coming from kids who enjoy birthright citizenship. Their parents were illegal immigrants. They were born in this country. They're insisting they're citizens. They should be getting stimulus checks, and they're not. And they're suing. I have to tell you, I think this birthright citizenship is a big mistake. I think that if you come to this country through the legal citizenship channels and you have a child, that child should enjoy citizenship. But just sneaking over the border and popping out a kid and saying, look, he's a U.S. citizen, give us stuff, that's unsupportable here. All right, the Pulitzer Prizes are out for this year. And the Pulitzer Prize for commentary was awarded to Nicole Hannah-Jones for an essay in the New York Times that falsely claimed the American Revolution was fought primarily to protect slavery. Talk about pandering. And the essay was titled, "Our Democracy's Founding Ideals Were False When They Were Written. Black Americans Have Fought to Make Them True." And it launched the Times' controversial 1619 project. Now, we all know the American Revolution was fought to free us from a very predatory bank and a predatory government. Slavery was not the issue. Just like in the Civil War, where slavery wasn't really the issue there. It was the South trying to rid themselves of a very predatory Northern government. Okay, apparently 75% of U.S. college students want threatening ideas and conversations curbed on campus, according to a recent poll, even though nearly all of them believe free speech is integral to democracy. Well, I don't know what universities are teaching these days, what colleges are teaching these days, but you can't have one without the other. You can't have freedom of speech without occasionally hearing things that you don't agree with. But that's the whole point. If you don't agree, you stand up and you say, I don't agree, and here is why. And you present your arguments in open debate. And the fact that this now seems to be missing from the college curriculum is very disturbing. College isn't supposed to be a safe space. In fact, it's supposed to be a space of exploration, where you explore not only your own ideas in the world, you're finally away from your parents and you get to form your own view of the universe. And you get to hear other people's ideas about, you know, where the future is going to go, because college is the step-off point. The young college kids are going to inherit this country. They're going to inherit the control of it. And this is where they should be forming their ideas. And sometimes you need to hear threatening or ideas or controversial ideas, because someplace in there might actually be something that you need to hear. Anyway, over on YouTube, which is already catching flack for all the people that they're banning there, their chief product officer has insulted his own users as basement-dwelling idiots who deserve to be relegated by the algorithm in favor of the authoritative mainstream sources. In other words, YouTube's policy now is that if you're not doing something that the government agrees with, that the authoritative view supports, if it's not mainstream, well, you're going to get blocked or you're going to get downvoted. And again, maybe there's something in that alternative point of view that you should be looking at. We are becoming very much 1984 and Orwell. Now, this is a little bit of good news. Scientists have developed an environmentally friendly plasma-powered jet propulsion system that uses air and electricity to propel itself forward. This is coming out of a Chinese research team. They say their prototype can generate thrust at the same magnitude as a commercial jet engine without burning fossil fuels and emitting greenhouse gases. Well, that's a major step forward. That's really cool, I think. Gosh darn those Chinese, they beat it to us again. Beat us to it again. All righty. If you're my age, you grew up thinking there were nine planets. And then Pluto was demoted. The debate is still going on whether it should be considered a planet after the Far Horizons flew past it. But according to an article that came on out from Your Destination Now, there's talk of a new Planet Nine out there that they're trying to locate. And they know it's there because of perturbations of the orbits of the other planets. And that's actually been known for a long time, that there's something out there that is bending the orbits. Now, my personal thought is it's the core of a dead star that is very close to us in terms of interstellar distances, but very far away in terms of planetary distances, and that's why we can't see it. But according to this article, Planet Nine is a mirage, that it is not a single solid body, but a sprawling disk of icy debris. Need to find some evidence on that one. But that's what makes astronomy exciting. There's still stuff to discover out there. Okay. Believe it or not, they have discovered a black hole only 1,000 light years away, and it's near enough to see its orbiting stars with the naked eye on a clear night. It's in the constellation Trapezium, so you have to be in the southern hemisphere or close to the equator to see it. but they were basically mapping multiple star clusters, and they saw these two stars that were just whipping around this unseen center. And so they've realized they were looking at a truly black hole. There's no accretion disk. And it's only 1,000 light years away. And you can see the orbiting stars with your naked eye. There's been a surprise asteroid. Keep hearing about that. A truck-sized asteroid has careened past Earth. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of this hour, and starting top of next hour, we'll be taking phone calls. So feel free to dial on in, 800-313-9443. Okay, so there was a truck-sized asteroid. It careened past Earth in one of the closest flybys ever recorded. Okay, asteroid 2020 JJ whizzed past Earth at a distance of around 7,000 kilometers, or 4,300 miles this week. That's an incredibly close shave, well within the orbit of the moon, and it makes it one of the closest passes of our planet ever recorded. Now, apparently, the asteroid was only discovered by the Mount Lemmon survey in Arizona at almost exactly the same time it reached its closest point to Earth. So, surprise! That would have caused quite a bit of noise had it actually hit the Earth. Okay, interesting little article coming out of Food Science and Nutrition, or actually Critical Reviews in Food Science and Nutrition. People who avoid meat tend to have worse psychological health than those who eat meat, according to the new research. Well, obviously, there's going to be an issue if we're having meat shortages in this country. That's just going to add to the pressure that's on our society. Okay? So, subprime auto loans are starting to blow up. With 30 million unemployed, even the prime loans are going to get messy. The economy's in serious, serious trouble. And looking at all that's going on right now, I think it's very, very obvious that it was fragile to begin with, even before the coronavirus showed up, that it was being held together with spit and baling wire. Okay, apparently the latest frontier, if you will, for coronavirus, scientists are looking to llamas for antibodies against SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is the novel coronavirus that produces COVID-19. So apparently, the llama and other animals of the camel family produce standard and smaller antibodies, which helps the researchers study them better. I saw this story and I had to comment. CNN's Don Lemon thinks Trump is jealous of Obama because Michelle is better looking than Melania. Now, I don't want to get into an argument over which one is better looking. I think the fact that one and only one of them worked as a professional model should settle that debate. But I think Don Lemon is kind of a little bit out there with this one. And really, corporate media for what can I tell you? All righty. The Fed's Clarita says we're living through the most severe contraction in activity and surge in unemployment we've seen in our lifetimes. That's true. That is definitely, definitely true. Okay. Italian scientists claim to have developed the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. So everybody's in the race. I've been hearing, you know, we've got the vaccine, we've got the vaccine, we've got the vaccine for weeks now, and yet it never pans out. All right, there's the music. We're going to take station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.